This is the official podcast for the Adelaide Football Club.
Welcome, everybody. It is the People's Podcast here on Channel Crow. Katrina Gill, as always. The Vistler's back, Kat. He's back for his second podcast of the season. We've only done three, so not going super well at the moment. And Brad Crouch has replaced the Chief in this week's edition. Great to be here, guys.
Thanks, mate. It's good to add a bit of value to it.
It's an absolute thrill.
Yep, obviously you sound really excited to be here, which is great, Kat.
Yeah, it was a bit cold for the Chief, so he's got ice on his leg on a cold day, so we'll just leave him to do that. And he will be back next week because we've got to do one every week for the rest of the season now to catch up.
Yeah, we've been crap.
So stay tuned.
Now, I don't want to get straight to the lash, but I'm going to. We had weights today. Crouchy, weights, we're on the same weights group together, group one. Lynchy wasn't there. So this, can you elaborate?
Oh, it's Lynch like. I do it every week. Tiggy does it every week.
It's an weights absolute disgrace.
No offence to Nicky Paulos, but weights are far and way overrated.
I'd say spineless, don't you?
He's got one of the worst rigs in the club, and he decides not to do weights. That's where he's at the moment.
Mm.
Didn't get a tackle on the weekend as well.
Yeah, he didn't get a tackle. That's right.
Neither.
Awkward. Well, he had a chance for redemption on Friday night. Friday night footy hits Adelaide Oval. It's our one and only one for the year. 50,000 going to be there. Crouchy, you're back?
Yeah.
Back in the team?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, I've played two now. So, it's been good. Two wins as well. So, hopefully that continues this weekend.
Good luck, Charm.
Bit of humour, if you wouldn't mind, Brad.
Well, how can I talk something funny about that, Josh?
Well, you could actually... Ideas? Well, you could give it, like... monotone voice, like give us something.
I'll find something to give, don't worry about that.
Crouchy, massive game for us. Friday night footy against the Hawks have been travelling very well, the Hawks, apart from a little blemish on the weekend.
It's going to be big. I think Eddie Betts is 200th as well, so I'm looking forward to running out with him.
Now, there's an issue.
Nice segue, Brad.
Yeah.
There is an issue, though, Kat. Before each milestone, boys, you play highlights for the player. There's a chance we will be late to the game with Eddie's highlights, so they'll go on and on.
Shocking news today for Dream Team fans and footy fans in general. Gary Ablett.
Supercoach. Thanks, Kat.
Sorry, we're on the Telstra network here.
Supercoach. Harold Sun and the other five are Supercoach.
But Crouchy, that's a shocker for the Suns and for Gary Ablett.
It's shocking. It kills me as well because he's been my captain all season. So I don't know who to trade. Maybe Danger's telling me that his name has come into Brownlow favouritism. So maybe with that, he might be my captain now in Dream Team.
Kat, this really annoys me because people are like, it wrecks my Dream Team, it wrecks... whatever else, wrecks my Brownlow bet. Well, what about poor Gaz? He's had a shot. He's out for 6 months. No one actually. Well, you know, I'm thinking of you, Gaz. Like
he's missed 18 games. I think it is in the last.
Yeah, people are complaining about their own bets and their own Supercoach teams. What about poor Gaz? He's out for 6 months.
It's all about fantasy footy today, though, Pat.
Well, it should be. I'm thinking of you, Gaz.
I have a human aspect.
Love Gaz.
To a danger.
My favourite,
Pat. Good.
Now, what's been happening during the week, boys? Has been any movie? I know there was a screening early in the week.
Oh, my Lord.
Lynchy, I reckon Lynchy just goes around to different cinema complexes, this, and he just susses out how many free tickets he can get, and then he tries to organise a movie once a week, which
the best part is
no one's interested.
He organises tickets to the worst movies that could possibly come out.
We saw Transformers, what was it called?
Age of Extinction.
I tell you what, that franchise should be extinct. It is shocking. It is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Overkill did spring to mind.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, went for 3.5 hours.
I sat at home and actually watched the grass grow.
Lynchy owes me 10 grand. 2.5 an hour was about 4 hours in all up. He actually owes me 10 grand.
He owes me 400 bucks. And what did you say the other night?
Man.
You didn't go.
Nah.
It was Planet of the Apes.
Didn't go. I whipped up a storm on Monday night, Josh. Monday night, seafood night at the Dangerfield household.
Did you catch any of that yourself?
No.
Bit of King George Whiting last week, Crouchy.
Oof. Well, that cost you a kilo.
Well, boat was a couple hundred bucks to fill up. Plus bait. Yeah, she was a fairly expensive.
I mean, it's a butcher. It's a butcher, mate. Get it from the butcher.
No, I didn't get it from the butcher. It's a seafood.
Were any footy involved in this podcast?
Yeah, we're
Laddie's Mark.
Laddos. Mark of the Year, that was.
Mark of the Year.
It was the worst mark I've ever seen to be nominated.
How was it nominated?
It was a shocking.
Was it a wet weekend?
Jeez, I thought it was a good mark.
What a rain around.
Reminded me of Luke Nolan, like, jumping aboard Black Caviar. A little garden gnome jumping up on someone.
A little brick.
We don't want to give away too many trade secrets, Kat, but we had our midfield meeting at the start of the week. We're just reviewing the game, and Matt, your younger brother, was asked what he thought was wrong with this stoppage, and he just bagged you straight away.
Yeah, he did. And it was gutless from Matt. And I'm not very happy with that. I'm not happy that he thinks he's, what, better than me or something, does he?
Perhaps he should just worry about getting cheap touches in the state league.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's right.
That's the word getting
1-2s
at the moment. Like, you know.
1-2s, gutless stuff.
Anyway,
like Lynch.
42.
Right, we've had a few subtle jabs in here, but who's taking over Lynchy's lash this week?
Crouchy's crush.
Yeah, okay. Well, can we come back to me in about a minute?
Crouchy, any...
Brett Lee.
Surely... Oh, you've got one.
Brett Lee. I know you've been a great bowler.
He bounced text.
Has he, though?
He bounced text. That was good of him.
A couple of years ago, that was.
He was a good one-day bowler. He was pretty good test bowler as well, obviously.
Not overly economical.
Up and down sort of career, but known as a great fast bowler for Australia. Don't ever... ever bowl another beamer at the King of Spin.
SK.
SK Warren has got one on the glove and he's broke his hand.
I tell you,
Brett Lee, that's gutless.
Is that...
But Brett Lee, he's done that sort of thing before as well. I don't mind him doing it at the Sri Lankans or the English or the
that's
South
racist.
Africans. Well, other teams. But to your,
not the Windies.
To your own bloke, he's been warning and hurt him.
I'm with you, Brett.
And Brett Lee, I think... He takes things too seriously.
While we're on the cricket, what did you take out of the visit from Boof last week? There was a few life lessons in there passed on.
Yes, he doesn't mind a bit of colourful language.
Profanities.
And tells it how it is. That's what I took out of it. It was quite refreshing.
No, massive game, Kat. Josh, it might be time for you to pull your finger out and maybe kick more than two this week.
Couple of assists.
Now,
it's all about goals, mate. Come on, tackles.
It's true. Brian Lake not playing this weekend. He is...
Oh, no.
Old Chompers has just rolled in.
You lot have been talking junk for that long. I've just done my recovery and you're still going.
It's been the best of all time here without you.
You've claimed it.
Mate, I've brought everything to the table.
Have you listened to any other ones? Or
the worst podcast ever.
It's been the worst.
I'm not sure that they'll get anything from them.
Well, I know we lost our heap of listeners last time, but now... We might lose them.
Introduce him.
You're going to tackle anyone?
What about the headlines? Give yourself an introduction back into it.
Well, they know I'm here. They know my voice. It's a popular amongst the listeners.
I couldn't quite make it to late today, Chief.
Yeah.
Or the podcast.
Hang on. Weekly saga, will you play? That is a joke. That should be the lash.
Well,
I'm starting to get sick of it.
Starting to get sick of it.
Oh, flick on the news. Will he play in that putrid maroon jacket that he bought?
That
cost him 300 Arries that we stumbled across the other day.
Oh, no.
You'll have the mustards on.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with the mustards.
Jump in, Hank, the Ilocks. Freebie.
Friday night footy, 50,000. What was mentioned about that?
No,
we get 50,000 there every game. We exactly. get 50,000 to a 4:40 game on a Sunday. Our fans are that good.
Anyway, Kat, yesterday was our day off, so we went shopping.
Get on with it.
I picked up the this because he was getting three new tyres, so
cost me 1,000.
Couldn't drive himself around for the day. We've gone out for lunch, and Lynchy hasn't paid for a thing the whole day, and he brought his child along with us. Is that true, Shane?
Yeah, my son.
Yeah, but you didn't pay for anything. Josh has bought him lunch.
I bought my pods. I had to go and buy some coffee.
I had to
pods.
Buy your son a Vegemite and avocado sandwich.
Hang on a second.
And he was eating it off the floor.
Hang on a second.
In a food court.
One of those sickening sights of all time. Vegemite mixed with avocado.
I might leave this bad podcast to you guys. I might leave it with you. And when the fans start calling for me back, that's when I'll...
Are you playing this week, Chief?
Yeah.
Massive game.
You gonna tackle anyone?
What was it?
We're just wondering. We haven't seen you around much, and we didn't notice if
we were just seeing how good your forward pressure was last week.
Oh, good you man.
Did you see? I didn't see Lynchy training today. You trained that?
Yeah, I did. I was the one with the ball the whole time. You know that one? The Sharon?
Well,
you're supposed to get it as a midfielder.
Your head does look like a Sharon, but that's about it. Massive game this week, Kat. Crouchy will be leading the midfield. The Jankoni will be leading the forward line. Text in for a big game this week.
Let's hope so. He loves a big stage.
This has without doubt been one of our worst podcasts, guys. But we will be back next week and the week after. Kat, you have to make sure. I'm blaming Kat because why we haven't done this podcast.
I'm taking offence to it because I seem like I'm the common denominator here. I've come in.
And you are right.
I come in and apparently it's the worst one ever. So this might be me first and last.
Well, it's been a bit too well organised because normally we never have stuff written down. Kat, you've written stuff down today.
Well, to be fair, I've been sitting around for 45 minutes waiting to try and catch you guys.
Apologies, we're just trying to get better at footy. Yep. That was our primary job.
Trying to prepare, Kat.
Apologise. You've learned your lesson.
Preparation is everything.
All right, Friday night, boys. Good luck.
Thanks, Kat. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.